So, in case you've missed it, this inward journey is one of transformation and translation. And by that, I mean another place. We are being transformed in the way we think and perceived. It's called being renewed in the spirit of our minds. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. That was the Amplified version. And we're being translated, moved into living from another place. From living from our understanding and emotions, God is systematically moving us to live from our innermost man, our spirit. Life in the spirit is about displacement. Displacing one idea, one thought, one perception, one emotion with another, that of the perspective of God himself. No one said this would be an easy transition. We didn't receive the gospel of prosperity or healing, but of transformation. Transformation in order that we can live kingdom lives from the same place as our King himself lives and become a fit, eternal companion for him. This life on earth is our training ground. This is why we must use it to the max. To live and reign with him eternally, we must become like him. Jesus always approached life from the inside out, from his spirit man outwards. Humanity is the opposite. We live from the outside in. We are more affected by outward situations and circumstances, by loss and pain or gain and happiness, than we are by what is happening in our innermost being. So if you've been confused recently, the answer probably lies in what I've just said. You're on a journey with God by the instrumentation of the Holy Spirit, and he will not let you go until he's done all he's purposed in you, to work a transformation in you so you live from the inside out, from your spirit to your soul. Then, when he's completed that, he will work through you. Enjoy the journey.